exercising and keeping fit during lockdown has been a bit of a challenge over the last few months. But what if you were training for a strongman competition on top of it? Well, Chris Colbert, student at the Royal National College for the Blind, didn't let lockdown stop him from staying strong and preparing for his next competition. And he joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Chris.
Hiya.
So you're training to be a strongman. That's quite an unusual passion to have.
It is.
What made you pick it up?
So I'm doing a personal training course at the Royal National College for the Blind, and the teacher that is teaching us, he did do strongman, and I just saw him one day lifting weights, and I thought I'd join in with him, and then I just carried on from there. And then he spoke to me about doing competitions, and I was like, I quite enjoy this. So I entered my first competition, and I did my competition, and I want to do more.
And you were meant to take part in a big competition back in May, but obviously lockdown kind of affected those plans.
Yeah, it was meant to be Britain's Disabled Strongest Man, the qualifiers for the world's Disabled Strongest Man.
Obviously, those are not happening at the moment, but instead you're preparing for something quite big coming up in October.
Yeah, so I'm preparing for a comp which is happening in Doncaster on the 3rd of October. It's England's most powerful man.
And is it quite hard training? Because I know it's quite a few months away, but preparing for such a competition takes time.
Yeah, I've been training for the past 5 months for this.
Was it hard to train during lockdown? Obviously, gyms are opening now, but they were closed for a while.
I was having one-to-one sessions with a guy called Andrew Lumley. He is a personal trainer in my strongman gym. So every week I would have one or two sessions a week, trying to cram everything in an hour session. So it was pretty hard, but we coped with it.
What about equipment? Was that an issue?
No, we had all the equipment that we needed. But every time we would finish with it, we'd clean it, make sure it was, you know, nice and clean for the next person to use.
And what about training at the gym? Because we spoke the other day and you're back going to the gym. And do you find it easier to train there?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that go there and they're very supportive. And they help me because I've got a vision impairment. So they support me on whatever I need. And, you know, if I'm going for a max lift, they scream and shout at me, telling me to get it up. So they're very supportive.
So what's your personal best when it comes to lifting?
So my personal best on deadlift is 240 kilo.
That is a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. My squat is 180 for two, and that is at 180 kilo.
Wow. And obviously you're doing the lifts, but you'll have to train on equipment as well. Do you find that it's sometimes hard to use it because not every equipment is accessible at every gym?
So, yeah. So, because I trained at the Royal National College for the Blind when I was at college. The equipment that we've got in the gym is outdated now. So that's why we're trying to raise money to get brand new equipment for other students to use and I can use. So it helps in the training.
You're fundraising for new equipment. Where can we find more information about what you're doing?
So you can go over to the Royal National College for the Blind on Facebook, and all details and my story is on there.
And for anyone who's maybe considering going to the gym or trying to lift some weights, what advice would you give them?
My advice for them would be look what you need to do and see how you feel about doing it and how confident you are.
Chris Colbert, I wish you good luck in October. We'll be keeping our fingers crossed for you here at RNIB Connect Radio, and hopefully we can catch up later in the year and hear how you got on with the competition.
Okay, thank you.